Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all here. We're a congregation here that loves to have visitors. If you're visiting with us today, we welcome you. We want to get to know you. So, Samantha, it's good to see you. See, I remembered your name. Yeah, I'm getting old, but I can still remember some names. Good to have you guys here today, Casey. All right, let's go ahead and go into our prayer request. Trey, we'll start on this side, so raise your hand. Speak right into the microphone, tell us your name, and then your prayer request. And I believe Trey Hank is doing the prayer request today. Hank, I've got several. I'm going to go ahead and go through real quick. First of all, you may have noticed Beth is here with us today. So she's feeling good. We go to Tulsa tomorrow to get the pathology report, so we'll be reporting on that. But we believe God is going to bless us and everything will be clear. And Linda Surveys contacted me this morning. She spent the night having AFib problems, including going into this morning. So let's be sure to put Linda Surveys on our prayer list. Do any of you know Casey and Christy McGill? They just live around the corner up here. But Christy McGill is having surgery, the same surgery that Beth had. She's having that tomorrow. So Christy McGill, Hank. Christy McGill. And Debbie Jordan, you know Ed and Debbie Jordan, who remembers here, Debbie Jordan's boss, Scott Trapp, passed away unexpectedly last Tuesday. So we want to keep the Trapp family in our prayers. Okay? So, and also one other, Beth's sister, Kay Anderson, in the Woodlands, Texas, had to go to emergency room last night. Her blood pressure was like 1 or 200 over 160 or whatever. She spent the night in the hospital. So let's keep Kay Anderson, Beth's sister, in our prayers as well. All right, let's start over here, Trey. Prayer request, just raise your hand, Lynn.
I'm Lynn. I've asked prayers before for our son and his wife, and I've told you that there's going to be a baby. Yeah. Well, we're talking 2 months down the road, and the baby has not turned or done anything like that, and I would like to ask prayers for them. They're getting ready to get a specialist, and so it's a little girl. Her name is Belle. And we're just asking prayers.
Prayers for Belle. You bet. Absolutely. Trey, Marty right here, and then in the back.
Hi. My friend John Jansen and his son, John David, have been here a couple of weeks in a row. Yeah. But John is having surgery tomorrow. Okay. And he's going to be out of commission for about 6 weeks after that. So, John Jansen.
John Jansen, you bet. Trey in the back.
Hi, I'm Eunice. I would like to ask prayer for my nephew's wife. Her name's Paula Cook. She's 6 months pregnant, and she's been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. So the family has a lot of decisions to make. They're going to do radiation for a little bit to try to shrink the tumor and then try to take the baby early. And just God's wills will be done. So just pray for them for wisdom.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you, Eunice. Trey, right here, Lynn.
Lynn Bell, I have a praise report. Henry's twin brothers' tests have all been good. The mass on his kidney is benign, but they still can't find the source of the loss of blood. So there's another test, and his blood cells are all different sizes, so there's still something going on, but so far everything's been really good. His
What's
name is
his
Joe
name
Joe Bell, Henry's Joe twin Bell. Brother. Okay. And then I have an unspoken request.
An unspoken, you bet. Trey in the very back, Deb.
Yes, my name's Deborah, and I would like to ask prayers for my great-granddaughter, the one that I asked for prayers for her and her brother before, but she is really having a lot of problems, and she's pretty troubled, but we're praying that everything works out, so I'm asking everybody to pray for her. And she has to go.
She has to go to a place for bed to see if they can help her. And I just need all the prayers we can get so we can get her back home where she needs to be. She has several kind of problems and things. I won't say exactly what, but one of them is like all teenagers or most teenagers of back talking and things, but she has several that is really needs worked on and things. So please pray for her that she'll be okay, that the Lord will take care of her.
Thank you,
send her back home.
Deborah, we'll be honored to make that prayer request. Absolutely. Any right here, Sally?
Thank you. I have an update on Allie, and things are looking up. I've been able to visit her several times. The last time I saw her, she was sitting up in bed, dressed, smiling, combing her hair. So
wonderful.
That's the first time we've seen anything like that. The therapist is working with her, helping her to remember the things that will get her home. And I think the biggest thing will be being able to have help in the home, that she won't have, she is not going to be able to care for Leon, but will need some care herself. Our cards and our notes have made all the difference in the world. She really felt forgotten. And we sat and went through the card that the ladies sent to her from Ladies Bible Study and looked at pictures of all the people who signed it. And she is just really doing well. So please keep Allie in your prayers and do send notes, send a card, go see her. She needs that.
Thank you for that report, Sally. Does anybody have a report on Louise? Let's put Louise. Oh, is she traveling? I think last week she wasn't feeling good, so. Okay. All right, so let's keep her travels in her prayer. Okay, right here, Lynn. Snark. Okay.
And put that first in the care of, and then room 104.
Great. Thank you. Okay. This side. Any prayer requests on this side? All right. Well, with that, Hank, here, I'll take it. You got it? Okay. Go ahead. Thank you, Trey. Let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for the opportunity that you've given us to meet here this morning and to hear your word preached, Lord. And we just thank you so very much for our church family and, Lord, all of the people that we have here regularly. We do thank you for our visitors coming, and good for Casey and Samantha to be here this morning with us, and Lord, others that maybe we weren't mentioned, we just thank you for them being with us. Lord, we want to lift up these praises and prayer requests, Lord, and we do thank you so very much for Beth being here today and knowing that she's going to go to the doctor tomorrow and to get the pathology reports. And as Joe said, we know they're all going to be fine, Lord. So we just thank you for watching over her and helping her to recover to be back with us. Lord, also for Linda Service, who had trouble with the AFib last night, and just ask that you would be with her and help her to get to feeling better, that doctors can get in control of the AFib and just help her to be able to relax, Lord. We ask that you would be with Kelly McGillis, a lady here on the ridge who's going to have surgery tomorrow, same surgery as Beth has had a couple weeks ago. So we just ask that you would be with her and her family as they come around here, and be with the doctors that perform the surgery. Lord, we want to lift up Debbie Jordan's boss, Scott Trapp, at his passing, Lord, and just be with the Trapp family as it was sudden, Lord. So please just be with them and comfort them. Lord, we do want to praise you for Janice Austin being able to come home Friday, and we just pray that her getting back home after this stroke, that you would just help her to be able to come back to where she was, Lord, that she's doing so much better, and we just ask that you would be with her. And also, Lord, that you would be with Kay Anderson and be with her, and then please be with Beth's sister and watch over her, Lord, and ask that you would be with Lynn and Mark's son and his wife as they're having a baby and things are complicated, that you would just be with that situation, watch over them. And also, John Jansen, who's having surgery tomorrow, again, we just ask that you would be with him through this surgery and the doctors as well. And then Eunice and Randy's daughter, Paula Cook, who's pregnant and has come down with a tumor in the brain, and they're just trying, the doctors are trying to figure out the best way to treat her and maybe even have to take the baby early. So, Lord, just a lot of decisions there, and we pray that you'd be with them and guide them. And also, Lord, we'd ask that you would continue to be with Henry's brother, Joe, and just the different health issues that he has, and we just ask that you would be with him and help him to recover. And also, Deborah's granddaughter, Lord, that just has so many things going on in her life right now. We just ask that you would be with her and bring people into her life that would be able to help her, to comfort her, Lord, and help her through this time. Lord, we are thankful that Allie is doing better and just try to help us to remember to touch base with her and just let her be able to know that we still think about her and love her, Lord. So please be with her and Louise Ryan that's been gone these last 2 or 3 weeks, and she's been traveling, Lord, and we just ask that you would give her safe travel. And also be with Patty and Walter as they've been traveling, going to be traveling through next week. I ask that you would be with them also. Then, Lord, we just ask that you would be with Lynn's unspoken prayer and others that maybe haven't mentioned anything, Lord, and we just thank you. Lord, now we just ask that you would be with our country and be with our leaders and just allow them to look to you for guidance, and also all that's going on in the Middle East, Lord, and especially Israel, that you would just be with them and come around them. And our military and our first responders, we ask that you'd be with them and just thank them for what they do for us each and every day. We do thank you for the report on Cookson this morning, and we just ask prayer for them and all that they have going on over there with the children. Lord, we ask now that you'd be with us. Please watch over us and allow us to return again. These things we pray in your name. Amen.